From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Regional theaters have a reputation as a proving ground for new American plays. They've developed 30 of the last 32 Pulitzer Prize winners for drama. They are perhaps less well known as the birthplace of serious new American musicals. For part of our series, American Stages, reporter Jeff London looks at the creation of The Light in the Piazza. The show opens at New York's Lincoln Center Theater on Broadway next week after traveling across the country.
For Adam Gettle, the composer and lyricist of The Light in the Piazza, it always starts with the music.
The idea for this came out of an instinct to write romantic music. For some reason, I went into a phase where that's what I needed to express. And I had some very close friends who were getting married, so I finished this romantic tune for their wedding. That ended up being the title tune of the show.
That was 7 years ago. It was Gettle's mother who suggested he take a look at Elizabeth Spencer's novella about a mother and daughter who travel to Florence, Italy in 1953. The daughter falls in love with a young Italian man, but the relationship is complicated by more than cultural differences.
I loved it because it's a love story that is not tied up in a perfect pat bow. It's deep as can be and as emotionally ambitious as can be, but it does not tell the same old story we've heard.
And in a world where Broadway musicals are either theme park attractions or splashy adaptations of Hollywood movies, where do writers who want to tell delicate, emotionally complex stories go? In the case of The Light in the Piazza, Adam Gettle and his collaborator, playwright Craig Lucas, chose to develop their show in regional theaters. Robert Falls, artistic director of Chicago's Goodman Theater, says that choice protected the creative team from commercial pressure.
They have wanted to control the piece themselves and to discover it themselves and to discover it in a nonprofit venue. A series of nonprofit venues, that's what has interested them. So they've sort of kept it pure in a way, too.
Lovely as the day we met, only there is something I don't recognize.
After some readings and a workshop, Adam Gettle and Craig Lucas took The Light in the Piazza to the Intiman Theater in Seattle, where Lucas has done many of his plays. Intiman means intimate in Swedish, and the theater seats only 450 people. They'd never done a musical before, and with an annual budget of about $4.5 million, producing The Light in the Piazza was stretching the theater's resources. Bartlett Scher, the Intiman's artistic director, says his thinking at the time was they needed to find a partner to help develop the show.
Well, we can't really handle this by ourselves, so we'll go to one of the big theaters, the Goodman, and set up a co-production to give us some protection to develop it. So you get a small beginning point and a larger second step.
Does it go creeping slowly? When was your dividing day?
With a small financial cushion from the much larger Goodman, the Intiman's production of The Light in the Piazza began an 8-week run in Seattle in June of 2003, with author Craig Lucas directing. The set was abstract, there were only 5 musicians, and Adam Gettle says the collaborators used every hour they had in Seattle to refine the show in front of an appreciative audience. In spite of that, everyone agreed The Light in the Piazza still needed work. They had 6 months between the Seattle and Chicago productions to refocus, says Robert Falls, artistic director of the Goodman Theater.
It was very clear that a lot of changes needed to be made prior to Chicago. Bart Scher took over the direction from Craig Lucas. Michael Jurgen was brought in as a new set designer. And basically, kind of a new production had to be reconfigured and rethought for the Goodman.
The day we meet, the way you lean against the wind, and do not know that you are beautiful.
The Goodman is a much larger theater, with 850 seats and an annual budget of $15 million, of which $1 million went to produce The Light in the Piazza. And with 23,000 subscribers, the theater is almost sold out before a show opens. Bartlett Scher, now Piazza's director, says the creative team benefited from the dramaturgical suggestions that Robert Falls offered.
There were certain key structural changes that happened between Seattle and Chicago in the script. many of which were influenced by Bob Falls kind of coming into it fresh, that had an enormous impact on how the whole story unfolded.
This is wanting something, this is praying for it, this is holding breath and keeping fingers crossed.
Everyone involved always hoped that The Light in the Piazza would have a life beyond these productions. With some positive reviews, including a rave in The New Yorker, all the large nonprofit theaters in New York began something of a bidding war to bring the show to Broadway. The creative team chose the Lincoln Center Theater. There, artistic director Andre Bishop says, a year after the Chicago run, it's a completely new $3.5 million production designed for the 1,100-seat Beaumont Theater.
We created it from scratch. I mean, it's not like we sort of put it all on trucks and loaded the actors in and shoved them on the Beaumont stage. I mean, we've been in rehearsal for 5 weeks. The set is completely new and rather different than it was in Chicago.
Come with me, walk with me, walking in my city.
The new production retained only four of the original cast members. Gettle and Lucas cut and added material, and the orchestra got bigger. A lot bigger. 2 weeks before previews started, Adam Gettle says he asked artistic director Andre Bishop if he could add six string players.
To ask for six strings, like after the fact, it's a really big deal. It's a lot of money. And they just did it, and it was really wonderful.
Increasing the orchestra cost Lincoln Center Theater several $100,000, but Andre Bishop says it's worth it.
It's absolutely the right decision to have made for a score like this. And I'm sort of embarrassed that we didn't make it earlier.
While all the theaters involved in the creation of The Light in the Piazza would love it to be a commercial success and to share the financial benefits from that, it's not why they invested in the show, says Rock Schulfer, executive director of the Goodman Theater.
This process with Light in the Piazza, I think, is kind of a calling card for what is possible. And as a producer, it's very satisfying because all three theaters have given these artists a chance to develop this work according to their vision.
And director Bartlett Scher says, as for the commercial possibilities, you never know.
We couldn't have made what Piazza is in a commercial context, but I think it has enormous commercial potential. Because to really experiment, to really make something new, you need a lot more safety that you are provided in a safe environment like the regional theater movement offers.
The Light in the Piazza officially opens a week from tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Hiding what you couldn't say, how could I have guessed?
You can see photos of the Broadway production of The Light in the Piazza and hear two songs from the show performed by the composer at our website, npr.org.
Well,